7:13, Sunday marks the 203rd birthday of Abraham Lincoln. And as if on cue, WTOP's Man About Town Bob Madigan was on hand last night for the grand opening of the new Forge Theater Center for Education and Leadership.
This is how the gap ended, but it began with a reception in the center, which includes two floors of permanent exhibits addressing the immediate aftermath of Lincoln's assassination and the evolution of Lincoln's legacy. Among those on hand, longtime former ABC7 anchor Paul Berry.
Look at this, it's magnificent.
Paul Berry's been on the Forge Theater Society board for 16 years.
I want children to feel the history, to read about it, to imagine it, to see it, and then to become part of that history.
It took a $60 million capital campaign that continues, but Forge director Paul Tatro says,
the great thing is that we've raised all the money for the bricks and mortar, so everything that you're seeing tonight, everything that the visitor will see in the next several months is all paid for. What we're raising the money for now is really to help keep this project free to the public.
Including free programs and performances this Sunday, Lincoln's birthday, here at Ford's Theater and the Center for Education and Leadership. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Clear skies, 34 at Reagan National right now. That's the only spot above the freezing mark at this hour. Later on, we'll be sunny.